in the coin-making process involves feeding the metal strips through a blanking press. The press punches out cut round discs or blanks about the same size as the finished coin. These blanks are then heated in a furnace to soften them. Subsequently, the softened blanks are placed in rotating barrels of chemical solutions to clean and polish the metal. The cleaned and shiny blanks are then washed and dried. Next, the blanks are sorted to remove any defective ones, and the rest are put through an upsetting mill, which raises a rim around their edges. The rimmed blanks then go to the coining or stamping press, where the upper and lower dies stamp the designs and inscriptions on both sides of the coin simultaneously. At this point, the blanks become genuine U.S. coins. Finally, the finished coins are mechanically counted and placed into large canvas bags for shipment to the Federal Reserve banks. From there, they are shipped to local banks on an as-needed basis. When the U.S. Mint was established, the law required that all coins be made of gold, silver, or copper. For a considerable period of time afterwards, gold was used in the $10, $5, and $2.50 pieces. Silver was used to make the dollar, half dollar, quarter, dime, and half dime, while the penny and half cent coins were made of copper. In 1933, during the Great Depression, the U.S. Mint stopped making gold coins altogether. In 1965, as a result of a severe silver shortage, Congress dictated that silver no longer be used in making quarters and dimes. In addition, the silver content of the half dollar, previously 90%, was reduced to 40% in 1965 and then eliminated entirely in 1971. All of these coin denominations are now composed of copper nickel clad, with an outer layer of 75% copper, 25% nickel alloy, and a pure copper core. Nickels are made of the same copper nickel alloy, but without the copper core. The penny's composition was altered in 1982 from 95% copper, 5% zinc, to the current of 97.5% zinc, 2.5% copper mix. This was done as a cost-cutting measure and to make the penny lighter in weight. The quarter, dime, nickel, and penny are the coin denominations commonly in use today. The half dollar and dollar coins continue to be issued, but rarely circulate in everyday commerce. Foreign coins exist in all sorts of denominations, so it's impossible to list them all here. U.S. coin denominations issued in the past but no longer in use include the half cent, 2 cent, 3 cent, and 20 cent copper pieces, and a small silver coin called a half dime. Gold coins in denominations of $1, $2.50, the quarter eagle, $3, $5, or half eagle, $10, or eagle, and $20, the double eagle, were issued from time to time, from 1793 until 1933. Silver half dollars have been minted in large quantities since 1793 and peaked in popularity with the introduction of the Kennedy half dollar in 1964. Silverless half dollars were first introduced in 1971. Silver dollars have been issued at various times since 1793 and were discontinued in 1933 and then reintroduced in 1971 in the form of the silverless Eisenhower dollar. The Eisenhower dollar was replaced in 1979 with the silverless Susan B. Anthony coins in honor of the famed women's suffrage pioneer. A new dollar coin replaced the Susan B. Anthony coins. That coin portrays Sacagawea, the Native American woman who contributed to the success of the Lewis and Clark expedition. The coin is a gold color and made from a manganese brass metal alloy. In addition, commemorative coins have been issued from time to time in various denominations to honor a particular noteworthy person, place, or event. These coins are usually made in limited quantities, sell at a premium, and rarely circulate as normal coinage. The first such coin was issued in 1892 to commemorate the World Columbian Exposition in Chicago. With the exception of commemorative coins and the Susan B. Anthony dollar, U.S. coins currently portray past presidents. These coins